Gee-up! Two strange men came towards him.
My word, said one of them. What is this? There is a cart coming and a driver is calling to the horse, and still he is not to be seen.
That can't be right, said the other. We will follow the cart and see where it stops.
The cart, however, drove right into the forest and exactly to the place where the wood had been cut. When Thumbling saw his father, he cried to him, "See, father, here I am with the cart. Now take me down." The father got hold of the horse with his left hand and with the right took his little son out of the ear. Thumbling sat down quite merrily on a straw, and when the two strange men saw him, they did not know what to say for astonishment. Then one of them took the other aside and said, "Hark, the little fellow would make our fortune if we exhibited him in a large town for money."
"We will buy him," they went to the peasant and said. "Sell us the little man. He shall be well treated with us."
"No," replied the father. "He is the apple of my eye, and all the money in the world cannot buy him from me."
Thumbling, however, when he heard of the bargain,